Hey everyone, welcome to episode 8 of 2P Start Live.
Whoa, Tim. Ray. Well, he's Ray, but what are you trying to do here? I mean,
what?
Just there you sounded like Joysticks podcast or something, or what was that all about? I mean, aren't we supposed to be different than everybody else?
It's really hard to be chipper today, man. I can't. What? It's going to be hard to move the podcast along today.
What are you talking about? I'm totally excited for this, you know? Episode 8, we're moving along, we're getting comics out. I mean, life's good.
Today is December 3rd, and for those of you who know, that is the day that Smash Bros. Brawl was supposed to originally come out.
Oh, should we have a moment of silence, Ray?
I think we should.
All right, moving along. What are we going to talk about today, Ray?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much the topic of the week, right? No Smash Bros.?
Yeah, a non-topic, I guess, is the topic.
I guess, you know, I it's really hard to live today after working so hard to get to here. And, you know, by now, there would have been things I would have done. If, you know, Monday at this time, I would have had so much covered in that game. I would have basically already had no sleep, no food. I probably would have unlocked Tom Nook and Beautiful Joe, a Tetris block, a playable Mii fighter. I would have had Mega Man unlocked, and Captain Olimar from Pikmin, pretty much. But no, I've got to sit here and play Ghost Squad. That's the best I got.
Well, I am sad for you about Smash Brothers. I can't say I'm too broken up about it. Not that I won't get the game when it comes out, but I still have plenty to play because I don't blow through Mario in like a day and a half. Like,
and then give it a scathing review. So,
and then give it a scathing review for being too easy. I've got plenty of stars left to get, and
like 119.
Yeah.
First, you got to catch that third rabbit.
Yeah.
And
I
then
know, man. I'm getting there.
Dude, check the crater.
Why did you have to ruin it? I was just about to check there, man. Oh no. Well, yeah, I can't say I'm terribly upset, but I do understand. As I know how much of a Smash Brothers freak you are, and so I know this must hurt.
It's all right. I think I can get. Whoa! Oh, my phone's ringing.
Oh, jeez. I thought we were.
You know,
almost.
I don't think.
Didn't you change your number?
I don't think I changed it this week, actually.
Oh, that's your problem. She tracked you down.
Ah, man. Well, actually, we haven't heard from her since the second episode, so this is going to be quite the comeback, right? Or third episode, maybe?
Well, since Blaggers complained about her, right?
Yeah. All right. Hello?
Hey, Ray?
Hey, Jessica?
Yeah, this is me. I just wanted to check up on you to make sure that you weren't, you know, plotting any suicide attempts against yourself, or, you know, I just wanted to make sure that you were okay, since I know today was supposed to be the day that Smash Brothers came out.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to remind you that, well, I'm coming home in a week, so, you know, there's something to look forward to, and I'm really looking forward to getting to spend time with you and your family and our friends, and I think it's just going to be really great.
Well, hey, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I guess technically I'm not spending Christmas time here because I'm going to Mexico! Woo-wee! Party!
Wow, Ray, now I really don't feel bad for you. Because you have a Christmas.
She has that effect. Well, let's move on. I'll get over it. Moving on from there, I guess we'll go right to trivia for you. We took the week off last time to reevaluate our contest section, but it's apparently not too shabby since someone guessed the song correctly. That's right, Kevin Gagliani correctly named which game this song was from, which would be Gravity Man Stage from Mega Man 5. Congratulations, Kevin.
Fine.
Send us your picture, and I'll draw you in the 2P start style and then add you to a new contest winners page for how long again, Tim?
All eternity.
That's right.
Or until the server breaks.
So this week, we're going to change things up a bit by playing not a song, but a chime from a video game. Just name which game this is from by either sending us an email or leaving us a comment. But if you can also correctly name the game and where you would hear this chime within the game, be it a boss battle or a bonus level, etc., then you gain an advantage against others, and you could pull out a win if there is a tie.
Yeah, basically, if we get a couple comments at the same time or within a short period of time, I suppose, the more specific answer would be champion.
So let's take a listen to that chime. Which game is this chime from? So do you know which game you've heard this chime from, Tim?
Yeah, it's from... You have to bleep.
Can't tell them.
You have to bleep me out. Well, I guess next we have comic talk.
Not quite the same.
No, it didn't work. Once again, having broken our streak, we had a comic, and
I don't know how we keep doing that. Honestly, I really feel like there at some point one of these weeks
it would have been dry.
Right, something would have happened, but somehow it just keeps.
Well,
just keeps,
and this week, you know, we didn't really have an idea until I guess Tuesday. We're like, oh, by the way, we should probably come up with an idea.
We got a comic crap.
And you're like, I don't have any ideas. Do you have any ideas? I'm like, no. Well, there's this one thing I thought of, and then you're like, oh, we're totally doing that.
I thought that was my idea.
What?
You gotta take credit for everything, huh? No. Yeah, and actually the comic turned out really well. I went a little overboard with the art, in my opinion, and now I just raised the bar a little higher.
Now you have to go overboard every time.
So we'll see how that goes. And Tim, what's up for next week? What's next week's comic going to be?
Oh, actually, next week's comic is a big fat question mark, because I have no idea. Once again, we're a little behind the times here.
So hey, if you guys have some good ideas, please shower us, and we might just do it.
And we'll even pretend that we came up with the idea.
We'll
send you a reply that says, "Oh, dude, we just thought of that.
I already did the comic.
Working on it,
word for word, somehow."
No, if we ever did use somebody's idea, we would obviously give them credit. But we haven't done that yet. We've always come up with
we did get one suggestion, but we didn't use it because we actually had an idea at the time. That was a long time ago.
That was like comic 3 or something.
Oh yeah. That was old school. We should do that one.
Yeah.
We did start working on a Christmas-themed comic quite a while ago. And I have one frame of a Christmas thing done that we never used. I could just use that for like a happy holidays thing on our site, I suppose. But
The problem is you'd have to redo it because you've raised the bar so many times since then.
Actually, it still stands up. Like, that's what's so depressing about it. Is it looks good enough? I was like, no, this never got out. Well, don't get too excited, but... Well, with every great comic comes great comments. And this time, with our suggestion box, we got quite a lot of comments. It's getting kind of crazy. I'm very excited for how many people seem to take the time to leave us a note. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, you seemed really excited about that.
Yeah. No, I was thinking... and then I lost my train of thought. Oh, no. I was excited about that because... You know, like, this comic was kind of a last-minute idea. It worked out really well, but I didn't feel like... You know, in the last few, I think, have been really good. Like, I knew they were really good going in. Like, the Pokemon one, you know. I was like, oh, right. I can't wait to see what people, you know, say about this. But this one, you know, kind of surprised me because it did turn out really well, and we did get a lot of comments and feedback, so... I mean, that's always nice when you don't really expect it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it was nice when people asked for wallpaper actually had the original art to give them this time.
And I was also excited to see all the little avatars that people are putting in there, the Gravatars.
They're very cute.
It gives a little, you know, personality to everybody, I think. So, Ray, what was your best comment of the week?
My favorite comment has to go to Narnian. Who said, this should be a new Mario power-up, Mafia Mario. That was pretty clever.
I was thinking about that. I mean, that would even be a great comic because you could have like, you could have the power up be like a, what, like a violin case or something, you know, like it's got the Tommy gun inside or something like that.
You could go to the GameSpot editor's
oh no,
place.
We're not going there. Oh boy.
Oh, I just went there. So bring it. No.
Well, my comment of the week, Mattiac put a comment on both our site and on Go Nintendo, mentioning, Ray, your
what?
Misspelling of the word internet. Internet has a capital I.
Where did I write that?
Well, the only part of the script that I didn't write was your
internet survey. Oh, right. The one improv I put in.
The only improv you had, and you screwed it up. And he felt he had to tell us here as well as on Go Nintendo.
Is internet really with capital I?
According to Mattiac, it is.
I'm sorry, I forgot someone of that stature. I should have listened.
Yeah, maybe he's the guy that just goes around all the comics and spell checks everything.
Don't spell check ours. You will find stuff, and it will depress you.
Yeah, I'm actually upset about that because I feel like I'm a grammar Nazi myself, and when I don't catch something,
and all you have to do is look at the comic I made.
It's like that's 12 like, words.
That's like your old, like your number two job on the list.
Just say yay or nay, and I can't do that right. Darn it.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's next on our agenda here?
Oh, it's the section that you introduced so well last time.
That wouldn't be the Happy Time Award, is
it? No. No, it would not. It would be the haunted segment of the 2P Start podcast. The Black Doom Award. That was good.
Are you waiting for that?
You scared me. I really felt like Black Doom was coming for me. I'm like, no, I don't want to play your game again. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom himself, the mastermind.
The end is near now.
It's coming.
Yep. Well, what's yours, Ray?
Mine has to go to the V. I don't know how
wait,
many...
Wait. The V, isn't that Verizon's cell phone? Doesn't the president have a phone called the V?
No, I'm talking about the Chinese video game console spelled V-I-I, the V, which is a direct ripoff of the Wii in every way, shape, and form.
Wait, Ray, I want to ask you something. You realize that that's probably just the German pronunciation of the Wii. It's the V.
Oh, right. It's also filled with lead, by the way. It's the new, I'm going to put a link here to a video that's a commercial for the V, and you got to watch it because it's just the biggest ripoff of the Wii you've ever seen. It's almost like a Simpsons parody, you know, like when they have like Mr. Sparkle kind of thing. Like it's just a total parody. So there's a link in the picture right now, so click on that and take a look at the V, and you'll be a little depressed, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I gotta say, I had seen pictures and, you know, I think on Joystick or on some other blog sites, and, you know, obvious ripoff, but when I watched the commercial, it is pretty amazing how even in the commercial, they're ripping off, like, the family fun aspect of it, and they show, you
oh,
know,
totally.
Them swinging the racket and everything, and it was,
I loved the little logo of the V and the two eyes pop out, and then the eyes start, like, playing ball with each other, and you're like, dude,
that was,
like, seriously?
That was the first thing that we saw of the Wii when they first announced the name. Oh, man. Well,
yeah, that's what we got.
I do have to say that the V does have one thing over the Wii.
Oh, multiple colors.
That is correct. It does not come in just white. It comes in white, blue, and pink.
Well, I got to throw away my Wii and import the pink V. That'll be worth it.
Oh, brother.
And then I want to see if the Sega games are any crappier over there. See the poorly redesigned Sonic over there. Oh, what? See, that's the question. What is Black Doom like on the V? That's what
really
I want to know.
Well, I gotta say, their version of Sonic has got to be better than Sonic and the Secret Rings.
So what's your favorite pick? Or your least favorite pick, I should say.
I think the obvious one has to go to GameSpot. This reviewer guy, Jason Gerstmann or whatever, reviewed Kane and Lynch, and he gave it a 6.0, and apparently had a real negative tone with the review. I didn't actually read the review, but the reason this was such a big deal was because GameSpot had gotten like $300,000 in ad revenue from Eidos for that game, and the site was littered with ads for this game, and then they gave it such a poor score. Well, people are saying, the rumor is that they pressured, Eidos pressured GameSpot into firing this guy for reviewing it so poorly, and they threatened future advertising revenue as a way to get this guy fired. I don't really check the site that much. I look at it once in a while. But regardless, like, okay, let's just assume for a second that there's a legitimate reason for firing, what's his name, Jason Gerstmann or whatever. Let's assume that he really did have a negative tone that was just, you know, mean and not necessary and whatever. If that's true, then you fire the guy and then you come out with a statement when all this backlash is coming out and you specify exactly what happened that led to the firing and every, you know. Instead, they let this go on. And
right.
The only statement they made was basically, we don't discuss terminations of employees, which is just fueling the fire further. And you've
right.
got to think that they are guilty in some aspect of not handling it well. You know, whether Eidos pressured them into firing them or not, I don't know. But the fact that they could screw up so badly and ruin their reputation like this, and just it's still going on now. Like, they're not fixing their reputation at all at this point. And I just can't believe, I mean, how poorly they handled it, you know? Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. I guess you could send a sympathy card to Ray, a little BlueMountain.com sympathy card.
Hey, if I'm down in the dumps, you gotta really spruce up the end of this podcast. You gotta give it your all.
Thanks for joining us at 2P Start.
No, you just gotta do it, man. You just gotta. I'm tired of doing this. You gotta do it. It's your turn.
All right, well, that's all we got here at 2P Start Live. I'm Tim.
No. More. I want more.
More.
Give me more.
More enthusiasm.
Make it the best ending ever.
You did.
Give it your all, Tim.
You did such a good job. Well, I guess that brings us to the end of the podcast, Ray.
No, Tim. See, you're pretending. You've got to go out and make it as ridiculous as possible. Maybe that's what I need to say.
As ridiculous as possible. As fake as possible?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Do it for them.
Don't know if I have it in me.
You gotta just go all out. I want Sarah to hear it from in her room.
She's sleeping.
Oh, she's got to hear it.
Yeah. Got to wake her up.
How about this? I'll start you off, and you finish it.
All right.
How about this? Okay, ready? Thank you for joining us on an all-new episode of 2P Start Live. Join us each week, Wednesdays, with a brand new comic, and Mondays with a brand new podcast. With that, I'm Ray.
And I'm Tim. And this has been Episode 8 of 2P Start Live.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
That was good.
Yeah,
you really put your heart into it.
That was difficult, though. It's out of my comfort zone.